You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Are you guys ready to start the show? You guys can do better than that. Are you guys ready to start the show? Presented by the most kick-ass podcast network out there, riotcast.com. Live from the Village Underground, we present My Wife Hates Me, everybody.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true.
Are you guys ready?
Thank you. Oh my God. Well, now we're going to start the podcast. So Rich had like a real issue with this. He was like, I got to make sure we let them know it's a podcast.
No, I mean,
we got to do the podcast. That's what we got to do.
No, I didn't. I said.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
First of all, stupid. I was saying that we're just going to get into it like it's our podcast.
How are we going to start it? How about testing? Testing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you start a podcast.
And
make sure the mic, you go testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. No, testing. Go ahead.
We're good to go.
Okay, see?
We
know these mics work. When we're at home, we don't know they're working. Because we're not really computer savvy.
You know what was so fucking infuriating? You were like so nervous before. You were like, I can't stop peeing, and you know, like having like a meltdown and stuff. And then I knew, like, there was like a point when, and it's really your fault. You applauded something that he said, and I saw it in his face. He went from like, "Oh, I don't," to like, "I'm the greatest. I'm a genius."
Well, no. Here's the thing. First of all, it is nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking to do a show like this. And I'm a little... I know at some point in my career, I'm just going to piss on stage and end my career. I know it's just going to happen.
That's what's going to end your career?
Okay.
No, we know. Now we know
what I'm saying, the bottom is. I piss a lot before I go on. But when I get on, I know what the fuck I'm doing. I've done a million of these, and these are my people.
I've done a million of these.
Okay? Shut up. It's the first time you got to go on after me. You're so fucking happy. I could follow him. Calm down. I only did 12 minutes.
I did it.
Okay? Fucking didn't see Rich Voss at the top of his game. Right? Fucking monkeys out here. Anyhow.
I thought you did really well.
It was okay. What the fuck?
First of all, let's
thank some people before we get started. We'd like to thank Kelly. What's her last name?
Kelly, Tony, and Michael. I know we got to thank them.
Kelly, Tony, and Michael, and our camera crew.
Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric, and most of all, Bobby Kelly for really doing a lot of hard work on this.
You're welcome, Rich and Bonnie.
And we kind of figured, because Bobby is kind of like almost out of the business, so he wants to get into the producing stage.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Well, let's just get into this, because I feel like people are ready to leave.
Hold on.
I feel like we've already overstayed
our
welcome.
No, this is a real podcast, so you got to really do the read real quick.
Oh, shit.
I can't do it because it'll take too long.
I'm not doing it.
Just do it real quick. We have to do the read. It's for the fucking... It's a podcast. It's not just a show.
Are you going
to
do it or not?
No, I'm not going to. I'll put my glasses on and hand it to you.
Remember how mad you got that we didn't have stands earlier when we were getting ready? He was like, we don't have stands for our mics. We got to hold them.
Oh, all right, here.
Richard.
Why am I wearing my glasses while you're reading? Dollar store.
Oh... Why are razors so expensive? This is so... Did anyone do Dollar Shave Club? Is it bullshit? How do they do it for a dollar? I don't get it. There's something... It's like they're a front. Are they a front for... You know, I just saw a whole thing about like information gathering marketing firms, and they have these products that they want you to believe that they're really selling, but really they're just getting your information.
Well, this is a good and way to hold on to the sponsor.
And that is what Dollar Shave Club is doing.
We have every
sponsor. There's
probably
some fucking microchip in that shaving thing you got. Now they know everything about you.
Why don't you say AIDS real quick?
AIDS.
We've never had a sponsor for longer than 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because
okay.
She doesn't. These people. This is corporate
I'm
bullshit.
Just. I'm not. Oh, they don't want you to be curious about their product.
No.
Are you fucking telling me that nobody's been like, how do they get? Like, they give like 30 shavers for a dollar. Like nobody's questioned.
Why
that. Oh, okay. Well, I'll get it.
Why
no.
You, why
people
you,
fucking wonder what the fuck is going on.
Why are you dressed like Diane Keaton? Jesus.
Thank
what the
you.
Who did I marry?
Why are you fucking kids like Woody Allen? Huh? Why are you doing that? Okay. Yeah, let's do this. And this is still in the read. DollarShaveClub.com. I can't do this. This is...
Look.
Just say no to big shave companies, millionaire athletes, and their ridiculous prices. Join me! This is starting to sound like a little Nazi-ish. Join me, the folks at My Wife Hates Me, and the hundreds of thousands of guys who've upgraded to the smarter way to shave. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/boss bullshit. Shave... This is the part. They want you to read this for real. Shave time. Shave money. I'm a professional comedian. Like, I'm really...
We'll determine that.
Go to dollarshaveclub.com/Voss. That's dollarshaveclub.com.
Who listens to the Dollar Shave Club promos that we do? And, like, do you like it? Okay.
No.
Hold
no,
on.
Stop.
I got a gift. I got a gift from Dollar Shave Club. And this guy, I think, needs it. We got from Dollar Shave Club, one wipe Charlie's, and that's for you.
I think they're going to love the way you say that.
What?
One wipe Charlie's. Okay. It's hard for you to say, right?
I didn't slobber on that one.
No. Let's, okay, let's...
All right, yeah,
okay,
that's a little
so
gift.
This is the thing that I wanted to talk about in this podcast, which is Rich is a very angry person, as we know, and...
I'm not angry.
Okay. And then his, like, he switches from angry into, like, let's... And that means, you know, have sex.
Whoa. First of all, I got... Here's the deal.
But I just want to show you what he, like...
Let me say the sexy. You can't just go... Here's
that's
the
what
thing.
You, no, that's I what you do. You're like... Or sometimes, this is what he does. He goes...
but here's the thing.
And then the juices just start flowing. It's like, no. My shoes are getting wet. How right. dare you with okay. your...
I have to say to her, are we going to have sex tonight? Because, you know, I got to take a blue pill, all right? Because I'm a little older and, you know, I've been fucking her for 10 years. And... So and if she
off
and here's
on,
the,
off and on.
And here's the thing. Those pills cost $10 and I'm not gonna fucking take a pill and then all of a sudden she says no and what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's just gonna go to waste.
Well, because for a long time I thought they did something, but they don't, like, if you don't use them, it's fine. It's not gonna like
no,
it doesn't like create a cyst or something. That's what I thought. Like,
yeah,
we
but if
had
I don't
to
use
do
them,
it.
I
and
bloat.
I thought it was just a money issue.
Yeah, $10.
Yeah, no, but you only take half, so technically it's $5.
I use half.
So
no.
If I gave you $5, we were good. Like, I'm just curious. Like, can I get out of it that way?
Am I?
Just some
she's fucking
stacks
me.
Of quarters. Here. I would like to read for you. This is, I did this a couple weeks ago. I just wrote down every time that he got angry. And I was going to do it for a week, but I couldn't. Like, even this night, I couldn't there's stuff missing. I couldn't do it the whole night. So I'm just going to give you an example of, like, this is Rich Voss. Every time he got angry, this is just a random Tuesday a couple weeks ago. 5 o'clock, we're in the Wawa parking lot. There's a woman backing out, and Rich says, "What are you, fucking stupid?" to the woman. I don't even still know what she did wrong.
Because she took forever.
She was taking too long.
Somebody else is going to take the spot.
At 5:40, now that's at 5 o'clock, now 40 minutes later, he says to me, "That's not how you tie the nut bag. Tie it exactly like I tied it." So we're driving into New York, and he has a bag of nuts in his car. I took a couple out and apparently didn't tie it back.
Yeah, she ties it too tight.
Yeah.
And then when I'm driving, I can't fucking open it.
I
tie it exactly the way I want it. They're my nuts.
They're his nuts.
She's in my fucking car eating my nuts.
5:54. Rich says, "1 hour to get through the tunnel. Why the fuck did they say 20 minutes?
You ever listen to 10?
Five.
You ever
I missed one. 5:38. Fuck, shit. I think I have a dentist appointment the same day I scheduled my tattoo appointment. Fuck. 5:59. He yelled at me because I texted the wrong thing to Fez about getting Ron's info. And he said to me, "What are you, stupid?" He said the same thing to me that he said to the lady backing up in the car.
Yeah, because he was a big getter. I didn't want you to fuck it up with your dumb whatever.
Okay. 6:03. Who writes these fucking commercials? Ridiculous. My bad. That was like a line in the commercial that he was like angry that they used "my bad" in the radio
commercial.
Yeah, like
old white people getting a fucking thing at Chase. My bad. You know, fuck, I could write better
6:19.
Commercials.
We're only halfway through the fucking tunnel. We're not going to make it. Fuck, 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 fuck. 6:23.
I'm going to rebuttal.
Why is she calling me? That was his daughter, Ellen. 7:15. Look how this fucking asshole is parked. What a fucking asshole. If I had a little car, I could fit there.
Well, I have a BMW. I'm a headliner, and he took up two spots.
7:17. I believe this is while he's parking, maybe.
Wow.
While, as he's parking. Why the fuck do I feel like I have to shit for the fourth time today? Angry about having to shit.
Four times?
7:50.
Give me those back.
I guess we're. I guess at this point, we're at the club. He says, what is he doing, a fucking HBO special? He's talking about kids. He doesn't have any kids. My brother's kids. Fuck him. He doesn't like, I guess, if a comic talks about kids.
If he doesn't have kids, why is he going to ruin it for me? I got kids.
So he's stepping on your material.
Yeah, he's stupid. He's just fucking my brother's kids.
Yeah, he's never changed a diaper. God damn him. So then Rich goes on, and then there's like a bit of a time where I think you felt good. You got some anger and aggression out because you're not angry again until 11. If there's traffic leaving the city, there's always fucking traffic at the hall, and there better not be fucking traffic. Then at 12:30, we're pulling into our place, and I believe this is about the babysitter. He says, "What do I gotta pay this bitch?" So then we're at home. We're in bed. I'm out. He's looking at his phone. I'm done. I'm going to sleep. And he says, "What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?" And I go, "What? What?" And he goes, "Meryl Streep is 67?
Who would have thought?
Yeah, it was insane to him to think that she's that.
Well, here's the problem. It's
okay,
easy.
So that's just one. Look, I couldn't do. That's too much. That's too much of going to a paper and writing stuff down. So
you know, it's funny you don't.
I think we should bring out the counselor.
Well, no, wait, hold on.
I'm not going to let you talk at all.
No,
I'll just keep doing this.
You never fucking talk this much at home on the podcast.
Thanks, Bobby, for making my mic just a little bit louder than his.
Jesus. Sorry. Here's the thing, real quick. When we're driving into the city, okay, where I'm driving, we're going to
do
shows.
They don't care.
Well, then they don't care about your fucking dumb notes.
No, the point of the story was that you're just always, there's just always something to be angry
because
about, whether it's traffic or your shit.
Well, because
like, it's just always something eating at you.
Because you're so, like, blasé, who gives a fuck? Listen, you're sitting in the car playing fucking Candy Crush, and I got to get us to the show and make sure we get there on time, so the stress, it's not, stress isn't on you when you're texting your dumb friends and whatever, and they're in the back, they're fucking dumb girl talk, to, and I'm fucking stressing to get us to the club, okay, so we don't lose our spots, all right, so yeah, it is stressful, okay, and that's after a long day of doing taxes, but anyhow.
But I'm just saying, it's hard to, like, you know, we have to show each other some, you know, at some point, right? Then
what?
You want to have sex. So you're angry, and then you throw, like, the...
No, but we usually do sex on Monday when we don't...
Let's do this, you know.
We have sex usually on Monday when we don't go into the city, so there's not a lot of anger on Monday. And I just got off the road, so I got paid on Sunday, so I'm in a good mood. So sex is usually Monday, and it's not good TV shows. So Monday's... Okay, well, anyhow, listen... you don't think I'm gonna fucking get her when we get home? In the car.
That's like, what? That's crazy that you just said that.
Well, no, I didn't mean
people.
I didn't mean like. I didn't mean violent. I mean we'll discuss. Anyhow.
I'm gonna.
Well,
fucking,
she's taking control.
You don't
of
think
it.
She's gonna pay for this shit?
It's my pleasure to bring up. One of the funniest men alive, a guy that it's a pleasure to have him as our counselor tonight.
Our celebrity marriage counselor,
Ron Bennington, folks.
Love stinks. Love stinks.
First of all, thank you for having me into your home. This is beautiful. Oh, good, I got the old Solomon Burke chair from this. Where did this furniture get found?
Well, enjoy your bed bugs.
Bob Dylan's old jizz stains are on here from the 50s. Well, it's so nice to be here because I've been spending $2 for my razors. And that beautiful commercial that you did for the last time. You know, I'm just pointing out, there's a difference why some people podcast and other people are in radio. We do not fuck with the money in radio.
See?
Yes.
See?
You know,
that's
money.
Why.
What's
that's
money?
Why I'm angry. One of the reasons.
Are you really as angry as she says?
No. I see. Here's the problem with her. She's from Canada. No. Listen. Let me talk. See, I'm from Jersey. I'm like an aggressive type of dude, but it's not anger. Like when you say, yo, you know, when you go, give me some munchkins. Like, you know, when you like, if you, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Hold on. If you order like $20 at Dunkin' Donuts, like 15, you're like, give me some fucking free munchkins.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, throw two in the bag.
Munchkins bit.
No, I'm just saying. But that's an example. It's the first thing that came to my mind. So I'm like, yo, give me some. But she thinks it's being mean. It's just, it's business. Do you see what I'm saying? You want me to come back, throw me something. That's all.
All right, I'll just point this out. When you ask for things and don't want to pay, that's stealing or robbery. It's never business. No. Like, give me the money is what criminals say.
Okay, bad example. No, I'm more aggressive, and she's like, you know, passive Canada. Oh, don't worry about it. Everything will work out. We won't lose our house. You know, shit like that.
Right.
You know, and so... You know, and there's a lot of stress in my life, but, and she sits back, let me read a book. That's what she does. Let me read a book. And
it's,
you know,
so annoys him that I read. It's like crazy.
On her fucking cell phone everywhere you
right.
go. He's reading a fucking dumb book. So,
but for him, you got to see it from his point of view. This is like someone in a wheelchair seeing you run. So...
I'm flaunting it.
See, that's what sometimes it would help if you saw it from his point of view.
Right.
Like, why chapter books? That's...
What's that?
Well, that moves on. After the books you're done with, there's actual chapters.
Oh.
No pictures.
No, before I met Bonnie, all I did was read. I read...
Look. When we met, he was reading a Hannity book, and he... No shit. And we traveled a lot. We were on planes all the time, and I would always see him with that fucking Hannity book open on his lap. You know, like, but down. Not like he was reading. Everywhere we went, that Hannity book came with us for years. Pretended to read a Hannity book.
Rich,
did you ever finish that book?
I'll give you the ending right now. It's the black people's fault. Aha! I knew it.
No, I used to. That's irrelevant. I used to read tons of stuff because I had a lot of anxiety back in the day, and I would read a lot. Sammy Davis's book and whatever it was called. And
that's his list.
Hold on.
That was it.
And also, I read all three John Douglas books. That's why I know a lot about profiling. And he started, but whatever, it's irrelevant. She'll read, like, I'm stressed out, and she's like nothing bothers her, nothing phases her, and all the pressure comes down on me. And she, don't get me wrong, she does a lot of shit. She writes all the fucking treatments that we go pitch at networks, and writes movies, and she's brilliant. I mean, fucking, if we got a meeting the next day, she writes it up. But then she's got to, I did the laundry, this and that. Well, fuck, you're abroad. You know what I'm saying? Do the fucking laundry. Make me something.
He's taking ladies.
So here's the thing. What would you like? What would you like Bonnie to start doing?
Well, I mean, I know she appreciates everything I do, but she doesn't show it. Like, she's crazy. Like, when we were driving here, let me give you an example.
Okay.
What did you do that was fucked up? I don't remember. Listen.
I don't know if me remembering is the same thing.
Right.
As
no,
like
here, hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. We were going to go get something to eat and then go to the gym. So she goes, go to Dunkin' Donuts and...
Munchkins, free Munchkins.
No, she was hungry to get a couple egg wraps. Mm. But we're crushed for time. We're going to get them quick, go to the gym for just like 20 minutes. These people can't relate to that because, you know. So.
Yeah. Slam the audience. Good move.
They already paid, stupid. Listen to me. Okay. It's not like we're repeat customer type comics. So we leave one place, the supermarket, and we're driving to the gym. And we both forgot to go to Dunkin' Donuts. But she was a hungry one. And then she yells at me and says, how come you didn't go? I told you to. But she didn't. But in her head. See, in her head, she wanted to, but she didn't tell me. So this is the kind of stuff that goes on. Like later on, like she'll go, I told you this, but she never told me it. But in her head, she thinks, you know what I'm saying?
Did I tell you to fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want you to think back to what you told us. And did that make any sense to what do you want? Because that was the question. What do you want? And then you told her something.
Okay, what I want is her to be more aware of what's going on around her. What's going on around... See, I'm from the street, okay? Okay? she might have went to college and shit, but right. I know what fucking teardrop tattoos mean. She doesn't.
Yeah.
So I see what's going on. Like when I'm on stage, boom, I'm looking this way, but I know what the fuck's going on. I see. Shit, if someone's coming at me, I'll fucking know it. You know, she won't know it.
See, this is the thing, Bonnie. You should be happy that you're with Beretta, because this guy...
Well, let me just say something that happened when we were walking here tonight. Bobby Kelly was walking with us, and halfway across the street, Bobby pretended a car was coming and went, ah! And Rich pushed us both out of the way. And ran. So I'm like, even if I was like, oh, Rich, look, it's coming, you would just run. You would just leave me.
But at least
I would
I'm
still
aware-
be in the same boat.
I don't give a fuck. I'm aware of what's happening, okay? Oh. If you were aware, then you would run with me. You see
Keep
what I'm
your
saying?
Eye on the sparrow.
I thought you were going to talk about the directions that Bobby and I gave to the ladies coming here.
Oh, well, that was another interesting thing. So we stopped at the corner, and a couple asked Bobby Kelly some directions. He said, oh, sure, no problem. And I don't think he knew exactly where it was, so he even got on his phone and looked it up and helped him very nicely.
He's a people
And
pleaser.
At that time, right at that same time, another woman, an older woman, came up and said, do you know where this is, whatever it was? And Rich goes, over there, like that. And the lady goes, oh, no, that says, you know, whatever. And he goes, what? No, there, that way. Like, he just kept pointing, and then she was so kind of afraid of you that she just started looking straight ahead and wouldn't look at you and was like, mm-hmm,
well,
okay. Mm-hmm,
she was looking
okay.
at the right
like she
way
thought
to
it was
go.
Gonna get violent or something. She was
no,
like,
I said, it's that way. What the fuck? See what I mean? That's what I mean. That kind of shit is what she thinks is wrong about me. Because I just told a lady.
Not just that.
I said, it's over there. What am I supposed to do? Roll out a carpet and walk? It's fucking over there, stupid.
Yeah, but okay?
It's probably the same bitch that was backing out at Wawa.
Oh, God.
You brought it all back around,
yeah,
didn't you?
Look at that.
That was
That's
nice.
What I'm good. That's
Comedically,
what a pro
he'll hit once in a while.
That's a pro. Well, what about, I mean, really, when I think most of us look at this relationship, we blame... you, Bonnie, for
what?
Staying. We don't get it.
She's no spring chicken. Where is she going? No, she looks... I'm only kidding. That was mean.
Oh, that fucking... was.
Yeah, no, I didn't even, like, feel that one. That was like, I don't know why I thought...
No.
I just, like, well, I know that he won't kill me because he doesn't know how to get Netflix by himself. That is something he gets so angry about. Like, he yeah. wants me to get stuff on the TV for him. And I'll be like, you need to learn. Like, I'm always, like, trying to show him how to fish. You know what I mean? You can do this. And then he gets mad. Just do it!
Oh, really?
Like, it's, like, too much for him.
How many times you call me from... We've been living in our house for 10 years, and she still gets lost going to New York or coming home. Hey, I'm on Route 3. Well, you're not supposed to be on fucking Route 3. You're supposed to be on 78 after 10 years, okay? So she's not the smartest fucking one either, all right? Okay, you're on her side. I can tell, okay? I can tell. I can feel it, but it don't matter. I'm still selling my CDs on iTunes. Still empty inside.
Well, I guess the thing that I would like to have, since you're the therapist,
yes.
How do we get from this to, like, some kind of interesting
romance?
Is that what,
like, sexual? It's, you know, I mean, I'll sometimes, you know, like when people are being, like, abused, they go off. Their personality splits,
right,
or whatever. I feel like that sometimes.
Well, okay.
I'm like, just think of something else. It's almost over.
No, she'll
you know, necrophilia,
yeah.
You know, where people want to fuck dead people. Like, I'm that, but I'm the dead person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just, she'll, like, it will, like, be over soon.
I like to do foreplay, but she wants me to rub her feet, but she's got a dead toenail. And it's like, fuck it, if I touch it, then I'm not going to be able to get hard. It looks like if you, it
oh,
looks like her one
toenail's
crippled.
That's what'll turn you off. I've heard some of your fucking stories. with you and Norton, and that's the thing that, okay.
No, I mean, like, you know, here's the thing. Bonnie is fucking sexy, and she's funny, but she's kind of prudy. Like when I was at this radio show, I got, like, all these free sex toys. They have a box, and I picked a couple out of the box, you know? They weren't open. They were still closed, and I come home with them, and she grows, or we'll watch porn, and this is how she watches it, like this. Like, she doesn't like close-ups, like that. So it's like, it's kind of like...
It doesn't even look like sex at some point. It looks like, I don't know, like making sausages or something. It's like, it doesn't look, like, I don't know how people get, like, turned on.
What are you guys watching that... We sex only, looks like we only making have, sausages.
We only have one porn DVD. We've been watching that one.
So what happened with the toys?
I didn't buy it. It was given to me.
I didn't buy it. That's exactly right.
Hold on.
He's been doing Rosetta Stone English. I think it's paying off. It's really working.
And... no progress yet, huh? Nothing?
It takes time. It takes time. The commercials, they mislead you.
Don't quit.
I don't know how to use it. I got one of those pumps.
No, stop. I asked you. I said, please never talk about this.
But the scary thing is, it got stuck in there, and I kind of freaked out. I thought it was going to rip off my dick. Like, I think I used it wrong. And then I got a rubber toy. But when she was a kid, she had operations.
Why are you talking about this? This is private. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Talk about my hairy vag. I don't care. Go for it.
It's not,
you know,
hairy.
But please, my childhood traumas. Leave them out.
She was probed a lot as a kid.
Okay.
And she took that with her to our bed. And I didn't know that before we got married. Yeah. She didn't go, I've been, you know what I mean?
So. I want us all to stop and enjoy that sadness that you had there. She took that to our bed. So what you would love is for her to want to fuck plastic. That would make you happy.
We used to be wild back in the day when fucking she had blonde hair and I had the Oscar gift basket. Remember? No, you can't walk off this one.
I feel like an abused victim, like having to sit, relive, like I'm in, it's like I'm like in court reliving it. No, it was him.
What? We can move on to another subject.
Okay. No, we can talk about.
I'm brave.
We can talk about the band you'll be leading later.
What?
Listen.
Okay, he always wants to have a threesome. Like, it's fucking crazy.
No, it's just fantasy. Don't.
Is it just fantasy?
The fuck is wrong? Not with anybody here.
But the problem. So we were, you know, having sex, and he was like, "Do you want to have a threesome?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's." You know, I mean, I was like, "Try to get it over with as fast as possible." I was like, yeah, let's have a threesome. And he goes, with who? And I was like, oh, you know, maybe. And he goes, someone we know. Like, he got mad. He got jealous in the middle of the thing. And then it went on for days where he's like, who were you going to say? Who were you going to say? And it's like, I see, he wants to have these things happen, but he's not, he can't handle it.
With a stranger that looks like me.
See.
You know what I mean?
A lot of husbands ask for threesomes, but they mean with another girl.
No.
You're bugging about with
that's
another
fucking,
guy?
That's hack.
Everybody's on the spectrum somewhere, okay? So let's not judge.
Maybe just go to like a swinger club and check it out. Not do anything.
Let's just jump in the Wayback Machine and head for 1977. a swinger club.
A AIDS is not as prevalent as it used to be. Okay, so I think.
So you really...
No.
There's a fantasy, though.
It's a fantasy. You talk about
it. I always ask him. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm always like, is it a fantasy or is it real? And he's like...
The second
we've been in New York before. He was like, you want to go to a sex club? And I'll be like, yeah, let's do it. And he's like trying to find parking. You're like,
no.
Is it happening?
No, no, no. This is too personal. Listen, what I'm saying is... At home, when we talk about it, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, but once I bust a nut, I don't, you know, fuck no.
Right.
Get the thing. You can't do that.
No, but then it's just the, like, who are you going to say?
Yeah, it's like...
Who do you want to fuck? That's like, oh, you're, like, walking around all the next day, like, slamming things around.
No,
I
wasn't.
Making toast. Poo. Who is it?
Oh, Jesus.
Your spray butter.
What the Norton overacted.
So really, in the back of your mind, there must be a name that you think.
Who?
It's Dan Soder.
Dan Soder.
Oh, I don't care about him. Big fucking melon head.
Whoa.
Jesus, as long as he doesn't go down on you and stretch your legs out.
Oh, my God.
Big fucking Mount Rushmore head will rip you in half. Funny guy, funny.
He's terrific.
It's like anything in sex. Like I said before, if you draw the line, listen, she tells me stories about her old, like her college professor, and I don't know if it's true, but it's fucking exciting. When she gets to the part where he put the plant in front of the door so nobody could see, I'm fucking like, it's so exciting that
it's a window door kind of thing. So yeah, to like
what, that some little college girl is letting her fucking professor. Are you crazy?
See, here's the thing, it's a world that you really can't understand. College, so
it's all so. It's like, yes. Foreign to you.
Some exotic place over the rainbow where people get educated.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. 141 IQ. What, you know what? We might do an IQ test. Dr. Steve wants us to do an IQ test on ONA, a real one from a doctor and shit. But...
They just took off points for that sentence. So you're ready to take an IQ test?
I did.
He takes them all the time online. It's a weird. He's like, I took another one.
You know, I know that you would score high as long as the topic was the streets. Sees everything. Motherfuckers. Voss is watching you.
Well, because he says he grew up on the one, you know, if he went out the front door, he was in the Jewish ghetto, and out the back door, he was in the black ghetto.
Well, you went to my high school reunion. I did a show there. I didn't graduate. But I came into the show because they didn't know. And... She didn't think I grew up in a black neighborhood. All right, that's.
I think people inflate those numbers. They're always like, I grew up in a black. I went to a black high school, and then it's like four black people went to their high school. Yeah. I feel like that's a thing white people love to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'm tough. I know what's what.
Yeah. Well, what did you
see?
But
you really, there was a lot of pimps at your high school reunion, so maybe.
Oh, that was kind of racist. You're saying black people are pimps?
That's but it was.
See, that's a Canadian passive aggressive racist right there. Like,
what?
She can get away. I
love pimps.
If fucking Jezelnik said that, his career would be over.
I don't know why I'm sitting like that. Like
I think it is anyhow. All right, so, I mean...
Okay. No, but there was a lot... There was, because you're a certain age, a lot of the people you went to school with showed up in, like, an all-red suit and a red hat. Like, they looked like not... I don't know what they did for a living, but they had like a solid purple.
They were decked out. Black people know how to dress. It's a big occasion.
This
was
a funny thing about his high school reunion, though. There was a woman, obviously Rich's age.
Roxanne Brooks.
Oh, okay, she was this older black woman. All I could see was an older black woman. But Rich was like, oh my God. She was the hottest fucking woman in the school.
In high school?
She was the shit. And I couldn't, like, I tried to look and see if I could see that still in her, you know?
I'm telling you, if I had a yearbook.
You saw it, though. You still saw it. Like, when you looked at her, you still saw it.
I remember. I didn't get a yearbook because I didn't graduate. But her, she was fucking, you know, that's high school shit.
Don't ever get old, people.
I'm telling you.
Don't ever get old.
So, you know, here's the deal. We get along great for like.
Don't touch me.
For like. for like, you know, a week, 2 weeks sometimes. And then all of a sudden we have a blowout fight over. And she got violent last time. And I didn't press charges because there was a lot of laundry that wasn't done. And she's a great cook. I'm telling you. She grew up on a farm. This bitch knows
Stop.
How to cook. What? I'm complimenting you.
Yeah, it was beautiful. All right, so it actually got violent between you guys?
No, not really. She was joking. We're not violent. We never really got violent.
You hit me a few times.
Never.
Sure. You know, like every man hits his wife.
I've never hit a girl in my life, ever. She thinks that's creepy.
Even saying that seems creepy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That a guy would like... It's like saying, like, I'd never shit in a hot tub. You know what I mean? Like, that's, well, that should go without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't picture the Pope has to say that to a room full of people. Yeah. I've never hit a woman.
Yeah.
Like, we would assume it.
Yes, okay.
You are fucked one.
You do. Yeah. You do have the look, and I believe you, but you do have the look of a woman beater.
Well, he will.
No, because I'm on the inside.
You do this thing where you will be in like a TJ Maxx or Marshall's, and then you'll say like you'll be talking to like the lady at the counter, and then you'll be like, I ought to hit her, or, you know, or something. And they're scared. They get like, should I report it? Like, they don't know what's happening because you're very like dry when you're doing these
I'm a comic.
Life jokes.
What the fuck? I'm a comic. I know,
but they don't know. They don't know you're
a
comic.
Well, a lot of them do.
I mean, if they're
people...
like a 50-year-old black man, they know you're a comic, you know, because they saw you on Def Jam. What were you on? You were the first.
What was I on? You don't want me to read my resume.
You were the first white comic on.
On Def Jam. Big deal. I've done a million TV shows.
He goes,
I'm a regular on
O&A. He fucking says it all the time. But constantly, I was the first white comic on Def Jam. And then right now.
But to be honest, it was the first unofficially white comic on Def Jam.
What are you
I'm just saying, we're never sure.
I'm a Jew. I don't consider myself white. I consider myself a Jew.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not like white, like oppressor white. I'm a Jew. There's a difference.
Right.
You know, like, fucking Jews and blacks are the two most hated in this fucking country. Okay. I like the white people. You know what I'm saying? I'm white.
Yes, I know exactly. what you're saying.
Telling you. Jews
but
and
out of the Jews, you're probably like at the top. Of the most hated, right?
like other Jews.
Well, I'm not Jewy Jew. You
no,
know?
You're hateable in another way.
No, but I send money to Jewish, organizations, or I send money to to what do you call it? Just a lot of anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
To what do you call it? You just put that on the envelope, and they know.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since the money came out. Yeah.
They won't stop fucking bothering me, too. They're like fucking St. Jude's. You send them $50 and they fucking... Anyhow. Every fucking week.
Well, they're still sick kids. Sorry about that. I'm sure... Once they cure all the children, they'll fucking leave you alone, Rich. Then you can go back to getting Bonnie to get you Netflix. And you can eat your free munchkins.
Trying to get free shit, that's really helping the cause.
Right.
That's also another thing you can do for the Jewish organization.
Bonnie, listen... When I met Bonnie, I was at the top of my game. I was a very... I mean, fucking girls were throwing pussy at me, okay? I was very eligible.
Stay away! It's getting closer!
I was... Okay? And, you know, I mean, I was in the top of my game. You know, a lot of TV shows and fucking Oscars and this and that. And, you know, and she caught me. She caught me.
Wait.
What?
Did you win an Oscar that I don't know about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, when we met...
You don't know Oscar winner Rich Voss.
What I'm saying, and she had shit going on. We were like a power couple.
You can buy that CD tonight, by the way. The Oscar winning CD. I'm killing here!
That's my first CD.
Oh, sorry.
I have three. And she doesn't even have a CD. Anyhow. 20 years in the business. Because she... you know what I mean? But I do shit. You don't get it. She'll have a CD, but I'll do it for her. Because that's how I am.
For her.
For her.
It'll be the first fur CD. Are we done yet?
No.
Why? Are you mad?
I got days. I got nowhere to go.
I feel like...
What? Are you mad at me? You're not mad at me.
No, I always feel like it's too... Like, the audience is like, that's enough.
No, we just got started. Oh. He hasn't really helped.
What? No, seriously.
There's no helping.
In my defense, no one could help you. Yes. No, there's no miracle that could help you.
I will change if that's what is needed. Tell me what I should do. Because he won't. He'll just argue to death why he should remain the horrible person that he is.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not horrible. I do nice things.
But see, arguing.
Would you guys be willing to change if it fucked up the act? You know what I mean? Like if
I don't feel like this is a good act. I'm not precious about this whole thing at all.
Well, we don't go on stage together.
I'm saying you're not going to be able to do a podcast. You're not going to be able to pack a room if you're like
the podcast does nothing for. That's not like I mean, okay, people came tonight because of you, but let's be honest.
You came for them. You came for them. You came for them.
No.
You came for these two.
Run.
I'm scared to ask how many people listen to the podcast.
No, but the truth is that...
You'll hear a lonely...
Yeah, I listen to that.
Oh, you'll hear a lonely clap in the back.
17 people. So...
It's new.
But I feel like it's, you know, I mean, I would rather have... I'd rather have a happy marriage.
You don't think we're happy?
Oh, shit. He's never asked that before.
Do you really think you guys are happy with
No, it? Here's what I think. I think we're like any couple. We have ups and downs and, you know, like, but there's times like when we're both attacking somebody together, we love it, okay? Holy shit, we attacked our manager a couple weeks ago over the phone. We were fucking in seventh heaven.
We did, yeah, we had a good time.
We fucking destroyed that. I know. See, that's the kind of stuff we love. Anybody can have good sex, but as a couple, can you attack together?
Right. All right, so this is a place that maybe human sacrifice every couple of months, and you have that to look forward to. We're going to bash someone to fucking death and make them feel awful about themselves.
Listen, we went out last night with a bunch of comics. We had a great time. We have a good fucking time. Yeah, we fight, and yeah, I could be an ass sometimes, and she could be an airhead.
That's the best I've ever done. That is the best. That is... I can't even believe we got that far.
You're welcome.
You really are helping.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That is the first step to recovery, isn't it?
But what I'm saying is I couldn't picture myself with anybody else. I mean, maybe for a night, but not like in the long run. You know, in the long run. Like, she is, you kidding me? She gets it, man. She gets it.
Really? You know what? Really? Do you know what that translates to? She laughs at my shit. Yeah. She laughs at my shit. Who else is going to laugh at my shit?
But don't you get that that's the most romantic thing that he's capable of saying? that you just...
I don't even like...
Out.
Yeah, I don't want romance necessarily. Like, I'm not like, oh, I hope there's rose petals. I mean, I'm not that kind of person.
I get you flowers.
But... I just like when he wants to have sex, if he could just be like, I think he just should turn off the anger, be a little nice. Like, he'll just be like ranting about something, and then without taking a breath, he'll be like, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh God, like a woman's work is never done, you know? And then you have to.
No, like.
Is there any role play? Do you guys role play at all?
Well, sometimes.
Well, I
she
just ask
know
him
it.
To shut the fuck up a lot.
The other night, she was folding clothes, and I was pretending she was someone else, like a helper in the house.
A house helper.
A house. The infamous house helper. Well, that is a very famous play.
Yeah. This is why he lets you write the treatments.
Ibsen's house helper.
What do you call him? A fucking helper around the house.
A maid? I don't know.
Nah, it's too old-fashioned, man.
Mm. Right. Not like the kids are saying now.
Yeah. A domestic.
All the kids are always dropping that house helper rap on anyone.
I mean, you know, I mean, we've been together 10 years. I mean, that's twice.
Do you have a house helper?
10 years is twice as long as my last marriage, okay? So that was only 5. And my ex-wife has the same complaints that she has, you know.
But only half of them.
She just could. She got out. You know, she got out.
That gives you something to hope for, yeah. Bonnie.
But the bottom line is I have a good heart. Like I, you know.
That's what you, like, it's so funny. That's like the myth of Rich Voss is people like, oh, he's an asshole. But I mean, deep down, he's a real great guy. No, he's not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I sent money to St. Jude's.
When's the last time?
7 years ago, I did. And then I will again.
I used to sponsor a kid from Honduras.
You did?
And then he wrote me letters and it got too creepy, so I cut him loose. Look, let's not be personal.
I'm still hungry.
He had to get his house helper to read the letters to him.
Yeah, we brought it all back around. That's great.
Want some coffee?
Yeah.
Can I give you some coffee?
All right.
Offer her everything.
That's the bottom line. You got a heart of gold.
You know, no.
If he did, he would try to sell it. He would try to get it. We got taxes.
What's that?
Nothing.
See, I don't know if you're mad at me from this, like, because we talked about sex earlier, and if I went too far.
You went a little far.
I did go a little far?
Well, you brought my childhood.
Oh, I just said you were probed. I mean, that could be like some alien shit. You know what I mean? But I didn't say, you know what, yeah, I didn't get deep into how your parents made you get on a bus.
Stop! That's what I hate.
She's fucked up. See, here's the problem.
Yeah.
When I met her, she was fucked up. Like, here's the thing.
Don't say it.
Oh, yeah, they're listening. Yeah, her last podcast, we did a podcast, and we were smashing her sister, and her sister doesn't talk to her anymore. Who would think they were listening in Canada?
You know, Rich, I think it's so great the way you can be so open about her problems and stuff that happened to her. Most guys can't do that.
What?
But you're willing to go deep into her pain.
Oh, listen to me.
And put it out there.
Listen to
That's
me.
That's great.
One-sided counselor.
Oh, no.
Listen to me. Oh.
Oh, no. I've been with you all night.
Oh, really? Fuck, I'd hate to. Oh, shit. If you're my fucking army,
this
we're
is why
dead.
This is why he won't go to a real counselor. I've asked him if he would go to a real counselor. He says, I don't want two people to call me an asshole.
Why does your manager look so pissed off over there? What the fuck? We filled your fucking room. And it's Tuesday. What's that?
I feel for you.
You feel for me?
You're on
nice.
His side.
Oh, yeah, good. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See? Oh, don't worry. We'll do Q&A later.
Let's do some Q&A. It's this has been going on a lot.
Where's Bobby? I can't believe I can't see
him. What's up to Bobby?
Bobby, where's Bobby?
What's up?
How much time have we done?
You've been doing it 2.5 hours.
No, how much?
No, time? It's around 1:20 right
oh,
now.
Oh, we
no
should.
No fucking
yeah,
way.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's see. If you guys want to go to Q&A, do you guys want to do some Q&A?
I don't think we resolved a lot.
I don't think you're.
Did you
I don't
really
think that's going to happen.
Resolve something?
Can I have a kiss?
Oh, that would be so nice. Here it is. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got sweet lips. I'm not fucking around. But so many guys go, she's so
hot.
I don't.
So Rich, like if you you like your net though, right, Rich? You like to hear guys say that though.
What's
right?
that?
That makes you happy when guys say that to you about
that she's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like hot. Yeah, she's like when I first met her, smoking. Okay. Like the first time she came walking down the stairs at the cellar, I met her at the cellar. She came walking down the stairs. She had blonde hair. She was coming from a wedding. She was with Gaffigan, okay, before anybody knew who that fucking Pop-Tart comic was.
It was Jim's wedding. I wasn't, like, he didn't come to the cellar with me. I left his wedding party.
But she came walking down the stairs, and she was so fucking pretty. And she came up to me and said, you're on Last Comic. And I said,
I'm a fan. Nice to meet you. And you go, oh, you're that comic girl? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I'd hit on you, but I'm on a date.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, I was on a date with a hairdresser from The View. So, I mean, she was working for The View. But I blew her right off and took Bonnie out the second fucking night and took her out for pizza. And we talked about me for like an hour. And it was, I remember the first time Bonnie said, I love you. We were at the fucking airport. I was going to Pittsburgh.
Oh God, why are you ringing this up?
Because I remember the day. I was going to Pittsburgh. And she was driving away.
Oh God! Remembering this is horrible.
and she goes, and she didn't even stutter. She goes, "I love you." And I made a mistake. And
I made a mistake.
And I didn't even have the Oscar basket yet. And then when we got married, it was all planned, man. It was just, listen, everything fell into place. And, you know, we've had some fucking great, great times. I'm sorry it's got to come to an end tonight. But
you know, when we hear romantic stories like this, it's truly so hard to believe. I just can't believe she would say that to one of the guys from In Cold Blood. It just, you don't picture her saying that. And that's me being on your side. Yeah. That's
all right.
Me being
right,
totally on your side.
Let's get some questions.
Where's who? Kelly?
You have a question? Just raise your hand.
I'm on this side.
We have microphones. We'll bring a microphone right to you. If you have a question, just raise your hand.
Who's got a question? Put your hand up. Oh boy.
This is the show.
It's hot.
And no. No, you know why? Because they heard earlier, we love jumping on people and kicking the shit out of them together.
Oh, we have one right over here, Rich.
Come on, baby. Here we go.
Right over here.
Oh. Hey, Rich. So how did you ask Bonnie to marry you?
What happened?
Let's see what he says.
No, real quick. I was picking her up from the airport. She was coming in from L.A. We were going to get a hotel in Jersey and fly to Atlanta.
Too many details.
Hold on real quick. All right. Because we were doing a Valentine's show. So it was the night before Valentine's.
So, yes.
And I'm at a 12-step.
Fix that. Add more detail.
I'm at a 12. I was at a 12-step meeting. And my friend, I go, what, did you get married? He goes, no, it broke off. I go, do you still have the ring? And he said, yeah. I go, well, fuck, I'll buy it. So I rushed to his house, bought the ring, okay, fucking unbelievable ring, because I saw it before, and
still had the finger in it.
And then, and then the next day, I pick up the airport, and we go back to the hotel, a beautiful hotel in Westfield, and I go, will you marry me?
No, you didn't.
What did I?
No, you did not. Let me correct a few things here. Because I actually talked to the guy you bought the ring from. Years later, he came to fix something in our house.
Air conditioner.
And Rich was like, that's the guy I bought the ring off of. And still sober. Good guy. So I asked him, and he said that Rich literally bullied him into selling the ring. He said he didn't want to do it, and Rich was like, you got to let go of it, man. You got to let go of it.
It'll just remind him of a whole,
and
you know.
Then when the guy said he would sell it, Rich, how do you say this without being...
What?
You got him down.
No.
And then at that point, he was so flustered and freaked out. You had cash, and you were like, you want cash?
Yeah.
And then you gave him the money.
I went home and got my CD money out of the safe. And That was from my first CD. And
I'm killing here.
But the problem was when I gave her the ring.
Then when you gave me, then we're in this beautiful hotel.
It was a nice hotel.
No, was it?
Westfield, yeah. That. Westfield has a nice point. Westfield's
so
not
we're
like
in
Plainfield.
There, and he just shoved that ring box at me and went, "You don't have to say yes if you don't want to." That's how he asked me to marry him.
Okay, but that's not what I meant. Sometimes I'm not good with words.
But and then he laid down. He laid down on the bed, and I thought he was going to hyperventilate.
Oh, that's so touching.
It's amazing he's not working out.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Well, and the problem was I already bought her earrings for Valentine's Day, and I gave her both. I didn't, because I was thinking, you know, maybe return the earrings. I gave her the ring and the earrings, and she gave me an ashtray.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
She gave me nice candles.
No, I didn't. You don't remember what I gave you?
You gave me candles.
No, I didn't.
That somehow came back.
I gave
back
you
to
picture frames. It's still picture a shitty frames. Gift, but I gave you picture
She gives
frames.
Me the worst gifts, and I give her great gifts.
Well, I didn't know you that well.
You already said I love you at Newark Airport.
I know, but I thought you were someone else.
I bought her a fucking Louis Vuitton pocketbook. She doesn't like it.
All right. I want it to end, but then I feel like now I have to explain. I told you not to get me a Louis Vuitton.
But people
I said,
go,
I don't want to carry it around. It's stupid. Well, and you got me one anyway. And then you're always like, why aren't you carrying it around?
Well, because people go, people always go, don't get me that, but they really mean get me that.
I haven't heard anybody say pocketbook since Icebox. I think they both, it's the same thing. More questions?
Does anybody have more questions? Just right, we got one right over here.
And I've got one over here as well.
I can't see where.
Is there any chance that this is a sham marriage?
Yes. Please, someone say yes. Have I been drugged? Is it all a dream? Ah.
Rich and Bonnie, I got one over here. Question on your left here.
Don't you want to let him answer that one first, Kelly?
No, it's
well, it's what obviously.
What do you mean a sham?
No, but if it was a sham, we'd be happier, right? We both knew there was a way out, but we don't.
Where the fuck are we going? Where the fuck we got this fucking movie we haven't sold? What the fuck?
Oh, shit. We're in it, man. We're in it.
6-year-old kid, a 23-year-old, a 21-year-old. What the fuck? I was going to get an RV, man.
That was the dream?
That was the dream. Get an RV.
I ruined it all for him. I ruined his
dream. I was going to get an RV, throw my clubs on, and just go do shitty rooms and play golf. What the fuck? But then I sacrificed.
You're very close to that now.
What's the other question?
It's not a sham. Is it a sham?
Bonnie, why'd you say yes?
What? I'm here.
Why'd you say yes to Rich to marry him?
I was deceiving.
I don't know. You know, it is... My mother and I have a weird relationship, and then my mom, when I was dating Rich, wrote me a letter that said she was proud of me. And I remember reading the letter being like, no, not now while I'm dating Rich. Like, don't fix this. And then it was like a down the rabbit hole.
Told you it was parent issues.
Yeah, it was some parent
She makes
issues.
Me dress like her mother once a month. And come in and give her validation.
Makes you, Rich? Yeah. Or is it, hey, it's mommy night?
We got another question right over here, guys.
Hey, what's up, guys? Over here.
Over where?
Right over to your left.
Where was the first place you guys met, and did you save the matchbook from that night?
I'll tell you later.
That's just fucked up, man. Fuck this show.
Let's save the matchbook from the night we met. So you know, great. Now we're all humiliated, okay?
You know it's fucked up when an audience member steals the show. One fucking line.
Well, I think we're good to go. So that was a good ending.
One more question.
Yeah,
Kelly, you got anybody?
It's got to be about you.
We got somebody up front, Kelly.
Here we go.
Yeah, run up there because I can't.
I got to go around. Here we go.
The guy with the tight
t-shirt. All right, here we go. Hey, darling.
Bonnie.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Oh, sorry, what?
What does your family think of Rich being from the streets?
Oh, this is interesting because my father, I guess it was two summers ago, told me that he didn't think you were funny. Remember? I got really mad. Rich wasn't there at that time. I was home visiting, but I got really angry. And then I told Rich, because I wanted to talk about it with Rich, so I said that my father said we weren't funny.
No, here.
Because I wanted to talk about it. But then later on, I was talking to somebody else, and I was like, and my dad didn't think he was funny. And Rich was like, wait, what?
Well,
I thought it was both of us.
No, because when we were getting married, we all did like a little roast stand-up. And in front of our family, I said when I first met Bonnie's
father.
He
roasted my family. It wasn't something we discussed. It wasn't like, oh, well, let's all go up and do this. Rich went up, grabbed the mic out of my hands, and started saying that my father raped him in the barn.
No. Yeah. I said he touched me.
Oh, my dad didn't think that was too funny.
It was a farm joke.
That's what you say on the street when you get married.
So, and then we did a free, whatever. What the fuck?
My family, they're not.
Yeah, but then we
they're
did.
They're not
a,
thrilled.
We did a free, we, her family, they had a family reunion. Fucking, they come in from all over Canada in RVs and stuff, which is kind of nice.
Rich's dream.
I'm
living
serious.
The life.
So
already Rich is jealous. Angry.
So listen, hold on. All the little kids did a talent show and we hosted it. We're standing on the back porch.
Okay, first of all, my sister came to me and said, will you guys do this? And I said, no, absolutely not. And then Rich was like, let's do it. Why not? Like, he saw 100 people that he didn't know and was like, can I sell CDs after? You know. So really, you host it.
So we did a show on the porch, for all the little kids, the old people. I mean, there's a lot of fucking old people in her family. They're like 100. They give, we got for our wedding presents quilts.
Stop.
Anyhow. Quilts. Fucking quilts.
That's
20,000 on a wedding and I get fucking quilts.
That's so chic, should tie them together and climb out the window. It's an old Canadian custom when you don't want your daughter with someone.
Here's another quilt.
So we do this show on the back porch, and both Bonnie and I had good sets in front of the family. And the dad never even once came up. Never once came up and complimented fucking us.
No.
And you were mad because they haven't validated you. When Bonnie was a little girl, she wrote a book called Chicken Island.
Why?
She's been creative. She wrote Chicken Island when she was a little girl. And
write what you know, everybody. That's one tip that I can give tonight.
Chicken Island.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the movie.
It was a socialist manifesto, but,
Anyhow. One more question, then we'll wrap this up because we got to go upstairs. We got
I'm going over
upstairs.
Here, Rich.
What's that?
I'm going over here.
Well, maybe we'll do two more. I got nowhere to go.
All right, I have a question for the both of you. First of all, thanks for coming out tonight, Ron, and obviously Bonnie and Rich. I want to ask you, Bonnie, first of all, being from Canada and everything like that, how much do you like hockey? And Rich,
how does it feel
marrying a woman from the third world?
First of all, take his dumb mic away from him.
Yeah, no, I got it.
All right.
That's ridiculous.
Too long-winded.
You know what? That just fucking neutralized your good question.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking
audience is back to zero.
Do we have another question? It's back here.
That's fucked up that we didn't even answer.
Anybody? One more question? Please? Okay, I got one right here.
Sad that our management left.
I got this
one.
Right straight ahead of you, Rich. Can you stop doing that? You look so old, Rich.
Are you talking to me?
Just trust us. Look straight ahead. We got you.
The lights.
Not that way, you fucking blind ass. Straight. That's not straight. That's right. Put your hand down.
Who's out there?
Look straight, Rich. Rich, straight.
Straight. I hear somebody.
Rich, look straight ahead. Right there. Stay. Stop. Okay, stop.
It's fucking too bright.
What exactly are they putting in Oscar baskets these days?
We don't know about these days. That was 27 years ago. Okay.
That was a while. It's when Rock hosted. It was fucking this Oscar basket. It was, the basket's gone. Our pilots are gone. Fucking not selling out theaters, and now fucking her and a kid.
You know what we had to do to get Ron to be here tonight? Threesome.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming and doing this with us. You're amazing.
You helped us. Ron Bennington.
Thank you to Tony and Michael. Thank you to Riotcast. Thank you, Tim and Eric. Thank you, Kelly, for everything. And thank you, Bob Kelly. And thank you guys for coming out. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
And Ron will be signing gig poster upstairs, $10. Right on your way out, they'll be signing it in the VIP lounge. Make sure you grab one on the way out.
He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. And he's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb. And she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. And it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.